She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jay, how are you?
I'm good, Jenny. How are you doing?
What's your plans for tonight?
Huh?
Your plans for tonight? Going on any dates?
No, I'm going to do some mushrooms.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, what you got over there, Jay?
Because you're not. You asked, right?
He's lying so badly right now. What's going on? Yeah.
Am I? Anyway, so my man Diddy is still distraught over the death of his ex, Kim Porter. They broke up years ago, I think back in 2007, but they're still a very, very tight family.
Yeah, they were doing everything together. They have three children biologically together.
Yep, 20-year-old Christian, the 11-year-old daughters, Jesse James and
Delilah
and Quincy, 27-year-old Albie Shore's kid.
Yeah, so that was Kim Porter's child with Albie Shore, but Puff raised that child.
Yeah, they also celebrated the holidays together as a family. They vacationed together as a family, and they also hung out, Diddy and Kim, outside of not being together. So, yeah, they had a strong connection.
Yeah, and even Puff with his other baby's mom, Misa Hilton Brin.
Yes.
He had a great relationship with her, too.
That's Justin's mom.
Right, yeah. And sometimes they would all be together, like him, Kim Porter, Misa, and Cassie.
The whole family.
Like, everybody got along. I think that's awesome.
Him and Kim Porter, Diddy and Kim Porter, they also never had a formal custody agreement over the kids or nothing like that, so that's how good of a relationship they had. So, yeah he's really, you know, still
going through
it. I'm
sure he's distraught.
Oh, yeah.
They were just all out together because Quincy's in a new movie.
Is it?
So they were just all out, like, last week together.
Okay.
So it's just super sad.
That's what's up.
Meanwhile, an autopsy is going to be done today on Kim Porter.
All right.
Because, you know, the cause of her death has not been determined.
I think she had a heart attack.
Well, they said she had flu-like symptoms for weeks. And so she actually called her doctor 2 days ago and said, I'm not getting better.
That's how I felt.
And so, yeah, when you want to talk about your heart attack now?
Oh, I mean, that's how I felt when I had a heart attack.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay had a heart attack last year. We never talked about it, so I'm okay, now
it's
we're opening
good. I'm
up.
Still here.
This is good, yes,
yeah,
okay, because you didn't want to talk about it before, so I'm a little, okay. So, yeah, so that's how you felt. You thought you had, like, the flu, right?
Yeah.
And it turned out you had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. So, couldn't breathe.
So that could be what happened with Kim Porter.
Yes,
47
ma'am.
Years old, just super sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully, I don't know. I mean, there's really, these kids, man.
They'll be all right.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. At least they have a good dad.
Yep.
You know? Floyd Mayweather is giving Khabib a simple choice. We fight in the boxing ring or we're not fighting at all.
Wait a minute. Mayweather already has a bout coming up in Japan, I think.
In Tokyo.
An exhibition, not a real fight, though.
Right. So that was supposed to be for just a few rich investors
yeah,
that
like
wanted to watch
of rounds.
That fight.
Then
once he got to Tokyo, he found out it was going to be a whole big situation.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulled out that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But then now he's back in the fight.
Yes.
Because they, I guess, increased the amount of money that they're going to pay. Him.
Yeah.
So now he's focusing on him and Khabib after this fight in Tokyo on December 31st.
There's a lot of good actual boxers that Floyd Mayweather could fight, like Errol Spence, a bunch of other dudes that he needs to go at instead of these MMA dudes.
I think that the reason why is because people have so much interest around it because these guys are so over the top.
Yeah.
Like, the you know, they're...
Plus, he might get a larger bag fighting these dudes, so...
Yeah, absolutely. And Floyd Mayweather, like, with Manny Pacquiao, remember how boring that was?
It was.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be interesting to watch him fight Khabib. So, basically, the two have been going back and forth since Khabib beat Conor McGregor and then called out Floyd Mayweather. So, I guess they said Dana White, the president of the UFC...
I don't think he wants it to happen.
He wants it to be an MMA fight, he said.
Oh, full MMA, no just boxing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I guess
I would like to see Floyd get pummeled for once. That's what I'm talking about.
We'll
That'd
see
cool.
what happens. I think it'll be interesting. I would be looking forward to this fight.
Nice.
I would be looking
okay.
forward to it. Okay, here's your latest weather brought to you today by Mercedes. Tonight, clear and 31. Tomorrow, sunny and 46. Sunday, mostly sunny and 40. It's cloudy and 42 degrees in Hartford. It's at 937.
The lights are up. The stockings are hung. And it's time.